Good afternoon. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online.
All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they've got now.
KGVM is supported by Bridger Animal Nutrition of Bozeman because animals like the arts too. Bridger Animal Nutrition is a Bozeman-based health food store for pets and livestock, feeding the animals of the Gallatin Valley for over 26 years. They offer remedial diets for companion animals, organic and natural feeds for poultry and horses, fresh frozen foods for cats and dogs, and more. They're located at 501 Evergreen Drive in Bozeman or on the web at BridgerAnimalNutrition.com. Bridger Animal Nutrition, keeping your animals healthy and supporting community radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Larry Kiff Classic Country Music Show on 95.9 FM, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleam? Stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still. Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a brand new year of the Larry Kiff Classic Country Music Show. Really excited to be back with you, coming into your homes, and also really excited to share with you that I, with help from the Montana State Bobcat football team, I was finally able to achieve my long-awaited goal and of going to the country music capital of the world and go watch the Bobcats win a national championship. Bob may have a difficult time trying to shut me up throughout the year, talking about all the fun that I had in the country music capital.
No way, that's awesome. I'm glad that glad you got to go. I mean, seems like the perfect place for you to get to go and see some of the music sites, get to see the Bobcats win the national championship. That was quite a productive trip.
It was. I will say that one of the things that I did, not to waste too much more time, but I got to tour the Country Music Hall of Fame and got my picture taken at one of the Buck Owens exhibits, as well as a couple pictures from the Hee Haw exhibit there, and that was the big highlight of my trip, was getting my picture taken in the cornfield.
I think I saw that picture. It didn't look like you were picking, but it did look like you were grinning.
Yeah, exactly. I was I was grinning all the way from ear to ear for sure. Also got a second picture, but over by Grandpa Jones. But I think I mainly covered his outfit up. I think only the one of that only showed Grandpa's hat. I covered up Grandpa's outfit and his children's glasses that he used to wear. But anyway, yeah, I got lots more stories about Nashville that I'm sure you I'll be telling you about throughout the year. So with that, I'm going to start with George Strait's I Just Want to Dance With You.
I don't want to be the kind of hesitant. Say other lovers do. I just wanna dance with you. I got a feeling that you have a heart like mine. So let it show, let it shine. If we have a chance to make one heart or two, I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for. I just wanna dance with you. I caught you looking at me when I looked at you. Yes, I did. Ain't that true? You won't get embarrassed by the things I do. I just wanna dance with you. All the boys are playing softly and the girls are too. So am I. If this was a movie, we'd be right on cue. I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they invented dancing for. I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for. I just wanna dance.
Well, that was a pretty good way to get the show off and running today. Kind of a classic song.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry that took a minute. I forgot to put my strap on when I got here because I'm a little bit behind, I think. But anyways, yeah, while we mention Hee Haw, I want to do an old Grandpa Jones tune for you. Now, this one's called Mountain Dew. Jug with some good old Mountain Dew. Well, my Uncle Nort, he sawed off in short. He measures about 4'2". But he thinks he's a giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew. Well, my Uncle bought some brand new perfume. It had such a sweet smelling perfume. But to her surprise, when she had it analyzed, it is nothing but good old Mountain Dew. They call it that old Mountain Dew, and the man refused it a few. Well, I'll hush in my mug, fill up my jug with some good old. Stayed high, said his wife had been down with the flu. And he thought that I worked just to sell him a quart of that good old Mountain Dew. Well, my brother Bill's got a still on the hip where he runs off a gallon or two. Sits in the sky, gets a drunk, they can't fly. Smelling that good old Mountain Dew. They call it that old Mountain Dew. And the man refuses it a few. Well, I'll hush up my mug, fill up my jug with some good old Mountain Dew. Okay, next I'd like to do for you Willie Nelson's My Heroes Have Always Been Cowboys.
Bye.
Now I'd like to do Leroy Van Dyke's Walk On By.
If I see you tomorrow walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by, wait on.
You know something I got to get off my chest? When I was in Nashville for the Bobcat, Gaiman was at the Country Music Hall of Fame. My sister Helen, who went back with me to Nashville, came across a bunch of old Buck Owens records, and I ended up purchasing one called Bakersfield Gold, Buck Owens and his Buckaroos, and on the inside there's a few lines on each song, and I gotta tell you something funny. He mentioned, I believe this is located under the song Under the Influence of Love. He mentioned that Under the Influence of Love was number two back in 1961 because Leroy Van Dyke got in his way with Walk On By.
that's a pretty tough competition, really, that song Walk On By. So Buck kind of had a little bit of bad timing, maybe.
I just thought that was kind of funny. Thought I needed to say that on the air. Anyway, I want to do for you now one of my instrumental songs that I've been working on. This one's called Wildwood Flower. I don't know who wrote that. I believe that's an old Carter Family tune. I believe there's lyrics to that, but I've learned it as an instrumental.
I think that's right. I think probably Mother Maybelle, I think, wrote it. And it's kind of funny. There are lyrics, but I've hardly ever heard that version. It's always the instrumental one.
I'm excited to say that I'm working on another instrumental, another Buck Owens song. It's called Buckaroo. I've been working on it since Christmas, and I'm finally getting to the point where I should have this learned and ready to go by our Red Ants Pants of this year. I should have it ready to, I'm learning it well enough, I should have it ready to maybe do here on one of my classic country music shows, like either next month or March. So while we're on the subject of Red Ants Pants, For any of you Red Ants Pants fans, I'm sure a lot of you know this by now, but Red Ants Pants is having their announcement for this year's festival on the 3rd of February. So not tomorrow, but a week from today. So. And it's going to be online again. I think this is going to be their new way of announcing the lineup every year is online. Just be watching next Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the morning. I think they're announcing a lot of surprises for their 15th anniversary, so...
Can I guess who's going to be the first person on the side stage?
Yes. Yeah.
I think you've done that for several years now, haven't you?
Yes, I just signed my contract for that, so yes, I will be going up again.
It's great. It's on paper and ready to roll, huh?
Yes. Next, I'd like to do some music by my friend John Westbrook, who lives in Hampton, Virginia. I want to do some music by him. The first one is called Ride On. The second one is Charlie Daniels on the Jukebox, Jack Daniels on the Bar. And then the third one is called The Old Woods Runner. Ride on, ride on, like a dusty old cowboy. Ride on, ride on, put the spurs to the bay. Oh, the Tetons are shining in the moonlight up ahead. You just make one more pass, and it's downhill from there. It's a hard ride from Gardner to Jackson on a night that's so cold the coyotes won't even howl. And if you're missing your lady like I am, you ride on. My whiskey and my women. She left me for Jackson, family and home. Yes, the rodeo life is exciting, but a man's got to live. I should.
sitting in a honky tonk about to lose my mind when a song comes on the jukebox I've heard a thousand times. Hey, Mr. Bartender, a double if you please. Pull that old Jack Daniels whiskey. Heartache starts again, 'cause the song they are playing was our song way back then. My woman, she walked out on me, she left me high and dry. I guess I'm gonna sit right here, drinking till I die. My plans and dreams were shattered. Now I have a broken heart. Charlie Daniels on the jukebox, Jack Daniels on the bar. Charlie Daniels on the jukebox, Jack Daniels on the bar. His food, moved slowly up the hill, headed for the forest and the streams. Though he's given it his best, there's a pounding in his chest. This here hill's a lot steeper than it seems. Nearly 60 years of running with the deer, freezing up his legs down in the snow. There's an aching in his bones, and the way that old north wind blows tells him what he doesn't want to know. Gone forever, that young man he knew. He moved through the forest like a breeze. Gone forever, all those years that brought the woods runner to his knees. His old eyes start to fill as he starts back down the hill, far from the forest and the stream. Where someday he'll return, but knows he never will. He sits back in his chair and he dreams. The old man dreams he's a young man again, and moves through the forest like a breeze. Warms by the fires from all those years that brought the woods runner to his knees. He's long been laid to rest, been 30 years I guess, but I still feel his presence in the trees. And and I think of him sometimes when I've got some hills to climb and life's brought me down to my knees. Gone forever, that old man I knew, he moved through the forest like a breeze. But I'll long remember all yes, I'll long remember all those years that brought the woods runner to his knees.
So I know this is a radio and you guys can't see me, but... one of the couple of souvenirs I brought back, I have on today my Country Music Hall of Fame cap, which I have from the Country Music Hall of Fame. And on my trip, I added several new guitar picks. The one I'm playing right now is... one from the Country Music Hall of Fame. And then also, we were at a gift shop somewhere in Nashville. I don't remember the name of it, but I got some Elvis guitar picks as well. I think I may have lost a few of them. They have different songs that that Elvis has recorded. I think maybe a few of them may have fallen out or something.
You start playing with those Elvis guitar picks, you'll start playing that rock and roll music.
Yeah, I can't have fans thinking that I'm switching over to rock.
That's right. It'll be like when Bob Dylan went electric or something.
Or just like when Buck Owens recorded Hot Dog. They all... he was afraid of getting kicked out of the country music establishment. And then also I got some guitar picks from the Ryman Auditorium. I didn't have a chance to see the Grand Ole Opry, but did visit the Ryman Auditorium and got some guitar picks from the Ryman Auditorium as well. So besides this one from the Hall of Fame, I will be every month I will be bringing a new guitar pick, whether it be an Elvis or a Ryman Auditorium or another one from the Country Music Hall of Fame. So
I think they're souping up your guitar playing.
I think they are too. Other than that, I don't believe I haven't got anything coming up for a while, at least. I know I just mentioned that I will be at Red Ants Pants, that I signed my contract for the year for Red Ants Pants to be Side Stage Montana Ambassador again, so I'll be doing that in July. Haven't been asked for anything for the Bobcats as of late, so I we'll keep you posted on Facebook Live. Also I will be auditioning, I believe it's in March, I believe, when they'll have auditions for national anthem tryouts for the Livingston Roundup. So I will be doing that here in a couple of months. So, anyway, just stay tuned for Facebook Live for any other announcements. With that, I'd like to continue now with Michael Martin Murphy's Cowboy Logic. great American hero that we all look up to. When the times are hard and the chips are down, he knows just what to do. Now a cowboy's got a set of rules that he lives by day to day. And if you ask for his advice, you'll more than likely say, if it's a fence, mend it. If it's a dollar bill, spend it before it burns a hole down in them jeans. If it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, duck it. If she's a lady, treat her like a queen. Excuse me, that's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution to just about anything. If it's a job, do it. Put your back into it. Cause a little bit of dirt's gonna wash off in the rain. If it's a horse, ride it. If it hurts, hide it. Dust yourself off and get back on again. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution to just about anything. An old cowboy and a young buckaroo. Riding fence. No hand was testing the kid on his skills and his common sense. He said, son, if you seen three men in a pickup, just alike from boots to hat, could you tell which one was the real cowboy just from where he sat? Well, the kid scratched his head a while and then he said, well, there just ain't no way to know. Johan grinned and then he said, kid, you still got a ways to go. The real cowboy's the one in the middle. Now, he ain't there just by fate. Cause first, he don't have to drive. And then, he don't have to mess with the gate. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution just about anything. He's got a simple solution about anything. Okay, I still got a little bit of time left. It looks like I'm at 1:45, so I'm hopefully gonna try to squeeze in two or three more songs if possible. I'm gonna do a gospel song, one of my favorite gospel songs right now. This one's called Praise the Lord. Amen, Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
suffering. The little children come up to me. Did they not for just for the king of the heaven? Wanna jump and turn, check the ground, raise my load. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah.
Gonna take a quick drink of water because my fingers are starting to get sore after.
Yeah, I just want to remind everybody, you are tuned to KGV in Bozeman, 95.9 on your FM dial, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley. You can also listen to us online at kgvm.org. We stream our programming from there, so if you can find the internet somewhere, you can listen to KGVM and the Larry Kiff Classic Country Music Show.
And I will keep learning new classic country music throughout the month. I will not try to bore you like I'll try to learn the best for you. So. Okay, next I'd like to do an old George Jones tune called The Window Up Above. I've been living a new way of life that I love so, but I can see the clouds are gathering and the storm will wreck our home. For last night he hugged you tightly and you didn't even show. Must have thought that I was sleeping, and I wish that I had been. But it's best to get to know you and the way your heart can sing. I thought we belonged together, and our hearts feel like a glow. I was wrong, for I've been watching from the window up above. How I wish I could be dreaming and wake up to a love that's true. Going to start that one over. I think I am missed a chorus or two. So I've been living a new way of life that I love so. Must have thought that I was sleeping, and I wish that I had been. But it's best to get to know you
the teardrop started. As I listened on and on, I heard you whisper to him softly that our marriage was all wrong. But I hope he makes you happy and you will never lose his love. I lost mine while I was watching from the window up above. How I wish I could be dreaming and wake up to a love that's true. But I was wrong, for I've been watching from the window up above. From the window up above. From the window up above.
All right, with that, because of that mistake, it looks like I'm getting close to the end. So with that, I think that's going to conclude the first episode of 2026 for the Larry Kiff Classic Country Music Show. Thank you all very much for tuning in, and I will continue to have more stories about my trip to Nashville. Like I say, you, Bob, might occasionally have to shut me up with reminding me to sing every once in a while. After talking too much. So.
Yeah, enough stories. Time for some music.
But anyway, thank you all for tuning in, and I'll see you all next month. Talk to you later. Bye bye.
All right. Yes. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed that episode of Larry Kiff's Classic Country Music Show. We do that here on KGVM the last Monday of every month from 1 to 2 p.m. Join in. You can find the old episodes on the KGVM.org website, too. And I think we've got all of them. I think I'm caught up, maybe.
Yes. I do believe I got a thing where you sent me last month of some of the recent shows that I think you may have recently forgot to send me over the.
Yeah, I think I was kind of behind a little bit, but I think I've got caught up. I think I'll make sure of that. So yeah, you can go on there and you can check out the old episodes. You can check out a lot of the archives of other shows that we've got on KGVM. So KGVM.org is the place to go to listen and to see what we're up to here. I want to remind people that KGVM is, we're completely volunteer powered here, and we're completely community supported. We operate on underwriters, contributions from our underwriters, and with support from listeners like you. And so if you like what you hear, you can go to KGVM.org. There's a support button at the top of the homepage. If you click that, it'll take you to a page. There's a big red Donate Please button right in the middle. And we'd love it if you'd click that. It'll walk you through. You can make an online donation. It does go through PayPal, but you don't have to have a PayPal account. It will just let you, you can donate using a credit card there. Or if and it has an option for doing a recurring monthly donation or an annual donation. And we especially like those, kind of a sustaining membership in KGVM helps to us to have kind of a reliable stream of money coming in to offset costs. It turns out the transmitter eats electricity like a beast. And other options, if you're not into doing the online donation like that, there are instructions on there for sending in a donation or dropping one off at our studios. We're in the basement of the Gallatin Labor Temple at 422 East Mendenhall here in Bozeman. And another option that you have is Venmo. For those of you who are doing the Venmo thing, you can Venmo to KGVM959. And it turns out Venmo also has an option for doing recurring donations, recurring payments. So you could do a monthly or annual donation via Venmo as well. And so we'd greatly appreciate any help you could provide, any support. If you like things that you hear on KGVM, We hope that you can keep it tuned right here. We got a lot of great stuff coming up. I think Shiny Objects is coming up next, and we'll see what Todd has planned for today. This evening, we've got Health and Happiness Show at 7 p.m. This week's episode is particularly, I thought, a great discussion with another one of the KGVM volunteers, and talking about coping and resilience and dealing with challenges. So that's a great show. Pat Loken will be up after that with Green Room Graffiti. I'm going to be back at 10 o'clock for the Jazz Nightcap. And it turns out that this past Friday was Django Reinhardt's birthday. And then Sunday was Antonio Carlos Jobim's birthday. And so I went to Gutelana last Friday night. They had a show. And they were celebrating Jobim's birthday by playing some music. So I got a recording of the first set of that. I'm going to play tonight. And then I'm going to play some cuts from Montana Minouche, a band that was here. I think that Ray and Nancy have moved away, but Nancy used to always organize a Django Reinhardt birthday party every year. So I've got some old recordings of that that I'm going to dig through and play for you tonight at 10. So hope you'll keep it tuned right here to KGVM and find something that you enjoy here. And hope everybody has a great afternoon. Hope that you can all find a couple greenhorns, one of them to drive and one of them to get the gates. And you can have a peaceful afternoon being the wise cowboy in the middle.